When the protesters in Tunisia triggered what's become known as the Arab Spring, one of their first vocal supporters was President Barack Obama. But now many Tunisians are satirizing Obama on his Facebook page. More specifically, they're posting criticisms and witticisms on his 2012 re-election page. Mona Karim is a blogger in New York, and she writes for Global Voices, an online community of bloggers who report on citizen media around the world. What kinds of things are the Tunisians saying on Mr. Obama's re-election Facebook page, Mona?
Well, at the beginning, they were only showing solidarity and giving, you know, support messages for the Occupy Wall Street movement. They're saying that, you know, we support your revolution, and we support you against police brutality and the arrest and all of these things. But by time, it escalated and became more of a cultural expression of the Tunisian revolution, because they started to be more critical of the West in general, U.S. foreign policy, and they expanded to other personas, not only Obama.
Well, it sounds like somebody, you know, laying an insult at your feet and then saying, oh, don't worry, it's just a joke. I mean, is it a joke, or are they serious? Are they turning anti-American as we watch on Facebook?
Okay. No, actually, I was trying to trace back this campaign. I thought maybe someone was planning it ahead of time. There was an agenda for it, because it was just crazy to have tens of thousands of people all over the internet from a small country like Tunisia.
So what did you find out?
No, there is no tracing. There was just someone who started it, and you know, others joined him, and it got bigger and bigger. And I guess with the addiction of social network in the Middle East right now, such a thing was easy to, you know, get bigger and bigger.
It's interesting, though, when you have one person writing on Obama's re-election Facebook page, Obama coward, you are an agent of the Americans. I mean, it's hard to say that they're just trying out these newfound internet freedoms.
Yeah. No, but with this chant, I mean, it's the most common chant in the Arab Spring, in every country.
Which chant is that?
The chant that, you know, we would use one of the leaders' names, like, for example, Mubarak, you coward, you agent of Americans. You know, every president in the uprisings, they use this chant against him, because people think that their leaders are not loyal to them. People think that their leaders are just followers of the U.S. foreign policy, and they are not independent. So that's where the chant came from.
I mean, given how tricky it is to decipher some of these jokes, as you say, has there been any response from President Obama or his people at the White House?
No, none of them. Actually, the only response I would say is that Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook founder, locked his wall just after that because he was afraid that he would be spammed as well.
Now, and now it's not just hashtag trolling Obama, hashtag trolling Sarkozy, hashtag and Berlusconi. I guess they're equal opportunity insulters.
Yes, exactly. But as I told you, it's I would say it's more critical than insulters. And we should not neglect the fact that they would like to show, you know, the refusal for police brutality.
The police brutality that they're referring to is the police brutality on Wall Street.
Yes, and the arrest, because there are many pictures by the same people on Facebook from Tunisia, you know, comparing what is happening now in America and what happened during the former regime. So they're saying, we are thinking America is a democracy, so why is this happening?
Blogger Mona Karim of Global Voices, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.